Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Voice of Alandia. I am Kiran, the creator of Alandia. But let's cut to the chase, as you and me have a mysterious pixie to find. And on that cue, let me welcome an amazing mind, who by the looks of it, is as curious as you and me on what we are about to find. And hi, Mariana. Good to see you back in the Voice of Alandia.
Thank you.
And I guess you want to dive deep into my brilliant mind again.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So what part of my brain or what part of Alandia would you like to pick on today?
Yeah, before we have been talking about how you created Alandia, but I would actually like to know the things you put in Alandia. So what things are in, beside the place and the trees and the beaches and the hot climate you have in Alandia, which is your imaginary world, what else is there in Alandia?
Yeah, so Alandia is like any physical country. It's got its own capital.
It's got a capital.
It's got a capital called Nutty Woods. And the reason why I called it Nutty Woods is because for most of my life, when I have these crazy ideas, people say, Kiran, you're nuts. So I said, okay, let the capital of Alandia be Nutty Woods. But other than that, like a country, it's got some landmarks. So it has, for example, a clinic.
A clinic?
Yeah. Clinic called Stop Tuning Yourself, and it has its own doctor called Dr. Icahn.
Oh.
It's got a story archives where you can sit down and read about all the stories of Alandia. And it's got something like an energy grid. It's how you sort of light up Alandia. So there's enough energy for good days and bad days. Mm. And it's got pixies.
Even infrastructure.
It's got the complete infrastructure.
And pixies, you said.
And pixies.
Actually, more interested in the pixies. So, what is a pixie?
A pixie is somebody or is my invisible friend. So, these guys are all roaming happily inside me.
But you invented them or?
Yeah, I invented all of them. And it all started with my need to visualize my ADHD. And that's why, after a lot of thought, I visualized my ADHD as this avatar called Nutcracker, a red ball bouncing on a spring. Because it was a perfect visual of me and my ADHD. So when I'm happy, I can bounce up and down. But when I'm sad, then it's like my spring is broken. So I can lie flat on the ground for a couple of days or a couple of hours.
That sounds so sad.
Yeah, but when I'm happy and, you know, the more I want to bounce, it is a good reflection of me.
So how did you create? Why does it looking like it looks like? Like you said, a ball on a spring. Why a ball on a spring?
Because that's my bouncy nature. That's my bubbly nature. My love to smile. I'm full of energy. But I also have to remember at times when my energy goes, I have to take it easy. I've got to relax because I can't be high on energy all the time.
Mm. Any other pixies?
Yeah, then my next favorite one is the spark plug. That's the visual of the entrepreneur in me. Always bubbly, always full of sparks, always looking for some fire to ignite, always looking for an idea to bring to life, to convert it into a business opportunity. And he is my favorite. So that's why I call him Sparkplug. He's the visual of my entrepreneurship.
Mm. And other ones?
And then I have what I call the pleader. And that's a visual of my leadership. Because for most of my life as a leader, I've been pleading with people, please do this, please do this, please do this. But if you look at pleader, he's also this totally serious dude, right? Because in my mind, a visual of a leader is a serious person. But actually, the other side of me is also I'm very happy, I'm very bubbly, etc. So these three avatars of my ADHD, leadership and entrepreneurship, I call them the ales because like a beer, you know, they're frothy. So what you see very often is a happy person, but there's also depth in them, right? And that's the depth which what I want to sort of work with.
In the pixies.
In the pixies. So leadership, entrepreneurship, and ADHD or Nutcracker, Sparkplug and Pleaders were one of the first pixies I created in Alandia because I knew if I went on this odyssey in Alandia with them, I would find O.
So they started being your friends or were they just an explanation for something that you needed to control?
Yeah, I think the logic behind it was quite simple. So the ales, the Nutcracker, Sparkplug and Pleader, they account for, let's say, 80% of my smiles, right? And the guts, that's cooking, eating and smiling, they probably account for 20% of my smiles.
That's also pixies?
That's also pixies.
How many pixies do you have?
I got more than 30 in the book, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you started with the first three And then the next one with cooking.
Eating and smiling.
Eating and smiling.
Yeah. So with these six pixies, I had most of the reasons which make me smile. So I knew if I went on this odyssey with them in Olandia, together with them, I would definitely find O. Because when I studied my stories and I found out that leadership, entrepreneurship...
Where did you study those stories?
In this place called the Story Archives.
Also in Olandia.
Also in Olandia. So it's a separate building in Olandia where I sit down very often to read my stories, to understand my stories, to document my new stories. So in Olandia, there's a special building called the Story Archives. And it's got its own librarian called Mrs. Bolt.
That's also a pixie.
She's a pixie also.
Wow.
And she's a real librarian. She's mean. Doesn't tolerate any of my nonsense.
So that's, she call you self-discipline.
Oh, she makes me self-disciplined.
Do you have other examples for pixies also? What is the latest pixie you have found, you have created?
Yeah, my two other, I've got a couple of other favorites. All my 30 are favorites of mine. But what I love also is this guy called Dr. Icahn, who's got this clinic, Stop Tuning Yourself. Because Dr. Icahn basically is me, because I have this tendency to say, I can do everything. But I also realized very often that I can't do everything and I need help. And this is where, for example, I've learned to reach out to other people for help. So Dr. Icahn is basically me saying, no, Kiran, you can't do everything. You can do a lot.
Other examples?
Then the other two I have are a guy called X Factor. And X Factor basically is the ideal combination of my perfect and imperfect ADHD, leadership and entrepreneurship qualities. Because these qualities, when they are in sync, they can make me do amazing things. A lot of OOS stories. But very often, they can also be in conflict when leadership doesn't like what ADHD is doing or what Sparkplug, things are not going fast enough for him because leadership wants things to go slowly. They are in conflict. And when they are in conflict, they make me grimace.
So these pixies, they're helping you in good times and in bad times. And you're using these pixies to analyze the situation?
Yeah. So X Factor basically is my X Factor. It's what makes me who I am. And every day I have to do something cool, right? Otherwise my X Factor remains stale and boring. So that's why this pixie called Cool Moves, right? To do something cool, you've got to
move. Cool moves.
Yeah, you've got to move. You can't sit down and say, I'm doing something cool. Right. So a combination of moves using my qualities to do something cool or amazing makes me smile. So X Factor and Cool Moves are two, you know, twins in a box, because with them, I'm always trying to be the best version of myself.
Wow. And there's even more than you mentioned here.
Yeah. And then I have this other guy called the Wizard of O. So he's like Dr. Icahn's assistant and he knows everything about O. He knows everything about O. So whenever I need help to find O or discuss something about O, I go to the Wizard of O. He's like this cool wizard. He's like Google or like chat API or whatever it's called.
So they're all your friends and all imaginary friends in Olandia?
Yeah, they're imaginary friends. But in real life, when I need to solve a problem or look into an opportunity, I bring them out. I imagine they're sitting on my shoulder or walking with me in town, on the beach, and I have these discussions with them. Like, I don't talk to myself, so I'm not a schizophrenic or something like that. But it's a very nice avatar to have a conversation with.
It's quite normal to have an inner dialogue.
Yeah, and very often they're like mentors. And very often the best advice you can get or give anybody about a mentor is just sit down and write your problem before you ask a mentor. And very often you sit down and write the problem, you get most of the answers to your questions anyway yourself.
I think I'm going to create some pixies now.
Great.
Some funny ones.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, my pixies are like unfinished books. So every day I'll be adding more and more knowledge in them. Because what I've done in all these people is I've encoded years of wisdom. Wisdom from my mother, from my father, from you, from my grandmother. It goes into these pixies because each of them have a specialized role in my life.
So have any... If somebody else is starting on this journey and wants to create their own pixies in their imaginary, their happy place, what would your advice be?
Go window shopping, because I found Nutcracker basically when a couple of years back I got my Danish citizenship. One of your friends gave me this present. And when I saw this present, it was me staring directly at myself, this happy bouncing ball. Full of smiles. So go for a walk, experiment, figure out what makes you happy, what makes you sad, try to draw it or visualize it. And that's a great start.
Thank you very much.
And that brings us to a close of this episode. Thank you for investing your time to listen to my adventures. And if some of them made you ponder a bit or smile, remember there are many more waiting to be discovered on my website, kiranvaz.com, kiranvaz.com. Until we meet again, I promise you, I'm already planning my next adventure.